What if your living room was your classroom? With Oklahoma Wesleyan University's 100% online program, you can earn the degree you've been wanting anytime from anywhere you have internet access. Oklahoma Wesleyan University has been a leader in innovative adult education for 20 years. Now, OWU is bringing their classrooms to you anywhere in the world. Because with Oklahoma Wesleyan's online program, the campus is wherever you are. At home, in the coffee shop, on the road, on your lunch hour at work. It's college on your time. Learn more right now at okwu.edu. That's okwu.edu. Explore programs, take an online class, and start earning the degree you've always wanted. Put time on your side. Log on to okwu.edu to get more information about Oklahoma Wesleyan University's 100% online degree program. It's college on your time.
We got Charles Miller in the studio. It's time for Tech Talk. So if you have a technology-related question, give us a phone call. Phone number 918-336-1400.
Good morning. It's 7:30, and that makes it time for K1 Tech Talk. Tech Talk, a place where we talk about the latest in technology, whether it's the computer and digital domain, or what most people think of as a phone. That is something you carry around in your pocket or purse and uses radio frequency technology to place phone calls, download applications, or surf the web. Hosts for K1 Tech Talk are Charles Miller from NBR Electronics and Charles Mall from the IT Village. If it's technology related, we'll take your calls and answer your technology questions. Feel free to get in on the conversation. Just pick up your phone, whether it's rotary dial, touch tone, or cellular, and get connected. Call 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936 and get on the air. Whatever the topic, it's time now for K1 Tech Talk.
That does not compute.
71 degrees. It is just past 7:30 here on K1, AM 1400, FM 93.3. Evan Farbach with Charles Miller this morning of NBR Electronics. Another edition of Tech Talk here on K1, as you heard during the opener. If you have a question for us this morning, you can give us a phone call. Phone number is 918-336-1400. Good morning, Charles. How's it going?
It's going great. And you?
Pretty good. Can't complain. Cool morning, not quite as cool as it could be, but looking forward to next week's cold front. I know that we will creep back up into the 80s sometime next week, but I'm looking forward to those 70s, the first part of the week.
Oh, I'm hoping so. I'm telling you, I enjoy riding my motorcycle, but I do like it a little cooler. There's just something about riding in that cooler weather. It just makes it a lot better.
I think the cooler weather is a lot better in general. You can always put more clothes on. You can't always take more off, is what I say. So I enjoy wearing a light jacket. That's nice. That's the rule.
And especially on motorcycles, you know, you can't take off a whole lot of clothes or you're going to get skinned up if you fall down.
Now, I see you've got your Apple Watch there.
Yes, do you wear that when you motorcycle? Oh, yes. I wear it continuous.
So, but if you fell, that thing would probably be in some kind of peril, I would guess.
It's got a pretty good cover around it. Okay. I'm pretty abusive on things like this, but it's unscratched and uncracked.
Yeah, and see, that's something that worries me about, and I don't have an Apple Watch, but I have this little Garmin thing that I got a couple weeks ago, and I'm constantly just pounding my wrist against things and reaching in close spaces where it's scraping against a wall and stuff like that. I suppose that's something you'd have to be really careful of if you had a nice Apple Watch or a really nice watch for that matter.
Yeah, and they do make screen protectors for the screens that you could put on there to keep them from scratching. I've not had any issues. I have one little tiny scratch, but it's not anything that's noticeable. But for the most part, you know, I've had mine for couple years since they've been out, and it's been great. Never had any problems.
What do you find is the most convenient thing about the Apple Watch for you?
The thing I like the most about it is that all my text messages come through there.
Okay.
So how close do you have to be
to the phone, or do you have to be?
Well, not to receive text messages. You can still get your text messages sometimes if you're around Wi-Fi and your phone's near another Wi-Fi.
Can you get them with data? I assume you could, right? Could you get a data
plan? No, there's no data plan for them or anything yet. There's no built-in SIM card or any kind of thing like that. It does have to be tethered to your phone.
Okay.
But there are some advantages. Like if you're around Wi-Fi and you're set up and you're machine, if you let's say you go to a motel and you get on their Wi-Fi, or you go to another business and log onto their Wi-Fi, wherever you're at, your phone can be in any place. As long as you're around that Wi-Fi, they'll communicate with one another if you've been to that location before.
So now, can you text people back on the thing?
Oh, yeah. You can text them back. You just speak. It's a speaking text, but it'll print it out.
It seems like that would be hard to type.
Well, it types it out for you, and if you make any mistake, you can cancel it and try it again. But most generally, I text from my phone, but I have texted from this quite a bit.
Okay.
And the great thing is it is a phone, so you can, you know, it has to be tethered to your phone, but I can leave my phone on another table and answer the phone with my watch and talk to whoever I'm dealing with at that point. And the moment you pick up your phone and swipe it, this goes off and it goes back to your phone. So you can, if you can't quite hear what you're saying, you can just pick up your phone and it'll go right to the phone.
You know, I got the second, I think it's the second generation of the Apple TV. Oh, it was back in March, I think it was.
Yeah.
Boy, I had hesitated to do that for a while because I kind of thought to myself, I don't know if this can really get that much different than the first one. And I mostly had just watched, you know, Netflix or Hulu or what have you. But I really have to say that the second one is quite a bit better than the first.
Oh, yeah.
And when you were talking about reading the texts out, it made me think of that. The main thing that I like about the new Apple TVs are you can talk into the remote on a Siri. So when you search for something or enter a password or enter your email, and you know you always are logging into different apps and things like that, you can just speak it out on into the remote rather than having to scroll to the S and scroll to the H and scroll to the O and to go through. I mean, oh my gosh, it takes forever. And then when you say that out loud, it's infinitely more quick than it was before.
Well, if you have an iOS device, you know they have a feature that you can get downloaded. It's an app that actually is a remote.
I've heard
and
that. I've
so
never done it.
That one, you can actually do the same thing. You can press Siri and type or do whatever you want to do.
Right.
And it's so much easier to do on this than on a phone than it is with your old little handheld remote.
I'm figuring eventually I'll have to do that when I lose that silly remote. That thing is probably the easiest thing to lose in the entire world. I don't know how I haven't lost it. And, of course, we're talking about the Apple TV, which is basically just a little device that hooks up to the Internet, and you can download applications on it to watch different videos. You know, each network channel, for the most part, has an app. You can download ABC or CBS. You can get radio apps on there. You can listen to K1 through your Apple TV on there. Yeah. There's radio apps you can get and a lot of other things. I have Watch ESPN on there so I can view all the ESPN channels with a cable login. And, of course, there's Hulu and Netflix and stuff like that. But I had the old one, and I got the second generation so I could watch the NCAA tournament on it. They have the March Madness app I got and watched that on it this year. But it really has been rather helpful. But the remotes for the things are about 2 inches high by half an inch wide, it seems like. They're not very big.
Yeah, and I just got a Apple TV in the other day for repair. Somebody had a lightning surge a while back and knocked out their Apple TV, and so he just called in general to see if I knew anybody who could repair those. I said I can repair them, so he brought it by and fixed his power supply
for me. Was it one of the newer ones?
It was a second generation.
Okay.
And it was nice. You know, they're very simple to repair as far as that goes. You know, if you're an electronics guy, it's pretty simple technology. But again, you know, there's so many things with Apple that have come out. I know that Samsung right now they're always in competition with one another. There are issues with the Samsung phones, but, you know, those will be addressed. I think they're still working some bugs out. They did come out with the replacement 7s, and there's a lot of countries where people are having problems with the replacements they got for that phone. So they're having overheating problems with the batteries and other things.
And is that the Samsung that it almost looks like it's sparking when it charges? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. There's issues with that. And the reason why they're having problems with it, I was talking to another technological guy. I mean, he's pretty much into technology. And we were talking about the reasons why is that they have a chipset that communicates with the battery. And the two communicate with one another. And for some reason, there's a communication breakdown about the amount of charging, how far the battery can be charged before there's a reduction in power. And for some reason, they're not getting that message between the two, and it's exploding the batteries. It's causing them to overheat. and to explode. So there's a lot of technology there, and they're a technology giant when it comes to cell phones, so they're going to fix the problem and the issue will be resolved. But anytime you're dealing with new technologies coming out, there's so many things the engineers have to face, and I'm sure that was just one that was kind of overlooked.
Yeah, and I always know that my mom always tells me to unplug my phone charger. She's really big on unplugging my phone charger when you leave the house. She doesn't want
yes.
phone chargers to be plugged in because she's always concerned there's going to be some kind of spark to set something on fire. And obviously, this is a little bit of a different situation because the phone was actually charging, but she's worried about it in general when it's, say, plugged into an outlet and you
leave it there. Yeah, those little things, they do have a small power supply in them and they generate quite a bit of heat.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can feel the little power supplies get hot. It depends on if it's like, I would imagine being over a 12-volt charging system that usually gets hot. But a lot of those can. I find that the worst way to charge a phone is through your cigarette lighter in your car because those cigarette lighter adapters that come through don't have any voltage regulation. There's nothing that, they just come out 12 volt and then your phone has to do all the
I think I have seen some that have a couple different inputs of different volts. In fact, I think the one I have in my car, I don't know what they are, to be honest with you.
That's a universal.
Is that what that is? One
has
a certain
universal
number of volts, and the other one is stronger. I know one charges quicker than the other.
Well, there's wattage that you have to look for. The standard wattage for an iPhone or a Samsung Galaxy S6 or whatever would be 5 watts. Those charging blocks come at 5 watts. Mm-hmm. The iPads require 12 watts or higher.
Right.
They really need a higher wattage to be able to charge an iPad in a quick amount of time. So people tend to use that 12 watt with their phones, and that's a little too much.
Right?
What it does is your phone has to, the voltage regulator has to drop that voltage down, and so it gets hot.
Yeah.
So you need to really look at what power supply you're using. That little block that you plug into needs to be checked to see what wattage it is. You want to stay around 5 watts for phones.
I know that I've been thinking a lot about that, and we've had conversations on this program before about how to properly charge your phone, and I don't think most people, especially people my age, I know that some of my adult friends or even my dad, I know, for instance, they're more cognizant of it than say I am, but we tend to, my generation for the most part, tends to plug their phone in at night and
leave and go
it
to bed
all night and go to bed, and then it's ready in the morning. But as we've talked before, that's not really the way you ought to do it. You need to kind of run it down, then charge it almost all the way back up, then run it down, then charge it almost all the way back up, and take it off the charger when you're getting close to, you know, whatever it is, 90 or 100%, and not leave it plugged in at 100% all the time.
It's really bad for your batteries.
Yeah.
And I've had people come in that said, I just had a screen replacement somewhere, wherever they had gone, a mall or whatever, and my screen's coming up out of the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And we would open the phone and find out that the reason the screen was coming up is the battery was swollen and it was pressing the screen upward. So that happens quite a bit. It's from overcharging batteries.
Yeah, so try to not. And it is hard because sometimes you need the thing close to 100% in the morning. And
there's a solution for that, though.
Okay,
you need to go on Amazon or someplace like that and buy a external battery charger, the portable ones that you can carry around with you.
Yeah.
And get one of those battery chargers. PowerAdd makes one, PowerAdd. And you take PowerAdd with you, and it's a 5,000 milliamp battery charger. And as soon as your phone reaches 100%, it shuts off. So it won't overcharge your phone.
Yeah.
So that's a great thing to have, because then you can go to bed and not worry about it. When you wake up in the morning, you'll have a fully charged phone.
That's right.
As long as you don't leave your Bluetooth on all night.
Talking technology here with Charles Miller of NBR Electronics. He's in the professional building in downtown Bartlesville. We'll take our first break. If you have a technology-related question, feel free to give us a phone call. Phone number to the station here is 918-336-1400, 918-336-1400. Or toll-free on our 800 number, 1-800-749-5936. More Tech Talk coming up.
It seems like only yesterday when your child first started kindergarten. And now graduation day is just around the corner. At American Heritage Bank, we believe there's nothing more important than your child's education, and it's never too early to start saving for college. Come in today. Let us show you why we earn an A-plus in customer service. American Heritage Bank. Simply better banking.
I'm visiting with Brandon Huff from Bartlesville Custom Cabinets. What about matching cabinets to the customer's existing cabinets?
We've got most of the profiles to match most of the existing work that's been done in this town previously. So we're able to match wood or detail edges or whatever's been done through the years. Most of it's easily matched. So we do a lot of that as well.
Bartlesville Custom Cabinets, providing all your cabinet needs. 398681 West 2400 Road. Call 918-440-5981 to get a free estimate on your new project.
Hi, I'm Jamie Dunn, culinary specialist with the Taste of Home Cooking Show. The Taste of Home Cooking School is coming to the Tulsa Tech Owosso Conference Center Tuesdays.
Doors open at 5 and the show starts at 6:30. Concessions available from 5 to 6:30 by the Tulsa Tech Culinary School. Get your tickets for $10 each at the following Owosso locations: RCB Bank, Owossoisms, and Reesers, and at KYFM Radio in Bartlesville. Online for $11 at kyfmradio.com. For group discount and VIP tickets, call KYFM 1-800-749-5936 or stop by Owossoisms. See products and services from the Taste of Home Cooking School, Cooks Who Care, RCB Bank, and owossotech.edu. And
Imaging Concepts, Lendl Dunn CPA, Tupperware by Ann, Sam's Club, Owosso Medicap Pharmacy,
Kenmore, Kenmore Pro, built for a 5-star chef, priced for a 5-person family. Shop the Kenmore Pro Appliance Suite at kenmore.com/pro.
Welcome back to Tech Talk, K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Evan Farbach with Charles Miller of NBR Electronics with you this morning. 14 more minutes left in the program. If you have a technology-related question, feel free to call us, 918-336-1400. And we were talking off-air, Charles. Go ahead, and we can kind of continue what we were talking about.
Yeah, I was just dealing with some things I'm working on this week. I've been working on a company called Elenco. They deal in, I don't know if you're young enough to remember or old enough to remember, back when I was a kid, they had these little 50-in-1 or 100-in-1 electronics kits that you can purchase and learn electronics. Do you remember those?
I don't.
That's what got me started into electronics, other than the two friends of mine, their father.
Maybe if I had one of those, I wouldn't have gotten into radio.
It might have been. They make these little kits. Radio Shack carried them for a long time, and they were little tiny kits that had spring-loaded wires. Mm-hmm. You could take these little springs and slide the wire in, and you could build a circuit, and it would tell you what you were building. You'd get a little schematic and a diagram as to what you're going to build, and it would teach you a basic electronics.
That's cool.
So that you can understand it. There's a lot of guys in electronic field. I was just speaking to a guy this last week who is going to come on the air with me this next Saturday. And he is a genius when it comes to understanding electronics as well. He and I've talked quite a bit, so I know his ability to understand electronics. And the two of us had talked about where we had started out in our life with electronics, and both of us had started on those kits. And I'm going to start carrying those kits in my shop. I'm working with Elenco to try to get them. Oh, yeah, they make them. A lot of them are sold overseas, and through Sears and Kmart, and some of those companies are trying to sell them. But they're great toys / learning tools for your kids. And there's a lot of interest right now in electronics, kids that want to learn it. And if you're a grandparent, you may want to stop by and look at this device that I have, one of those kits in my shop. I'm not selling them right now, but I will be soon. But I've got one in there as a demonstration model. And since I get these people coming in every once in a while asking about where to take a young person to learn electronics, this is a nice tool for starting out in basic electronics to understand the thoughts about it. And here's one of the things that's an example of that. In that little Elenco kit that I had years ago, there was a little alarm that you could build that was a switched alarm that taught you how to build a little momentary switch alarm. Some guy that was young at one time figured out how that little alarm worked, and he set up that little circuit and thought, if I put this in a form, I can make it magnetic switch and then it'll have a switch when you separate the magnet from the housing, will cause an alarm to go off. And those are the ones you see in your little windows and stuff that people put in your window. When you lift the window, it breaks the connection and sends off an alarm. That was all developed from a kid playing with this Alenco kit. And he made millions of dollars on that little tiny alarm that you now see in all your Dollar Generals, you know, your little stores, Walmarts carry them. And this guy had designed that from playing with Alenco kits. There's guys, all kinds of stories like that around the country where guys have built these types of devices from that little tiny kit. So that's something to be looking for. And if you're interested in that as a grandparent or a parent, you want to get your child learning electronics, stop by and take a look at this device that I, or this kit that I have. And I can lead you where to get them now until I start carrying them. But they're wonderful little things for learning.
Yeah, having a baseline of knowledge for that, I think, would come in handy in everyday life all the time.
It does.
Because I can tell you that I didn't really have one, and am starting to get more and more as I continue in my radio career here. There's all kinds of stuff that we have to do that I wouldn't have ever have known how to do until I got into this field, and you kind of have to mess with. And it would have been nice to know a lot of that coming into, you know, college and things like that when I quite frankly didn't know much about it at all.
Well, most of your technical colleges now, unless you're really majoring in the electronics field, if you just go in to study electronics, a lot of them are only giving the book knowledge. A lot of it you do not get hands-on. So a lot of guys don't have the full understanding of how electronics works. So going through Alenco as a young person, it taught you about what is a capacitor, what is a resistor, what is a diode, what is a IC. You know, there was just so many things that you learned from just playing with that kit that it just enhanced your, it was a fun toy to play with, but it was also a learning tool. And so I took it as a learning tool.
And I would guess that it probably helps with some safety aspects of electronics as well, electricity.
Sure. Everybody can do a little bit of home electronics now and then. You can learn how to fix some little things around your house. I would go diving into a television and trying to repair it if you don't know what you're doing, because you can get killed doing that. But there are a lot of little tiny electronic devices that you might have, like a flashlight or some kind of a little thing that you have. This would teach you how to be able to do some of those little small repairs. And kids that get that basic fundamental knowledge of how electronics works, these kits are so good for doing that. It takes you to another level of learning, and it enhances your mind and creativity. So I think this is something that if you're interested in, stop by and take a look at 510 South Keeler. You know, come into my shop and have a look at those Alenco kits.
510 South Keeler, and we're talking with Charles Miller of NBR Electronics here on Tech Talk. K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3. If you have a technology-related question, still a few minutes left in the program. You can give us a phone call at 918-336-1400, 918-336-1400. We'll take our final break and come right back. It's Tech Talk on K1. Good morning.
What do you do when you want to listen to 1400 K1, but you can't because you're out of the area? Listen to our stream on BartlesvilleRadio.com. Just go to our homepage and click on the Listen Now button in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. The 1400 K1 stream is brought to you by Cliffs Flooring and Windows, Cherokee Casino Ramona, and by your Wells Fargo advisor, Faye Marlowe. Listen on your computer, your smartphone, or other internet-connected device. Whether you're home or away, we're your constant companion. We're 1400 K1.
Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked, because the temps are rising and the heat is intense. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Does your business need radio communications facilities? KCD Towers has tower space available. They can meet your needs in Chautauqua, Montgomery, and Labette counties in southeast Kansas, and Osage, Washington, and Nevada counties in northeast Oklahoma, with expanded coverage across the area. Tower space for cellular or two-way communications? Let's talk. Call Kevin Potter, 918-336-1001, or go online to BartlesvilleRadio.com and click on Rent Tower Space under the Contact tab. Start your communications outreach today.
talking technology this morning. You're in K1 Tech Talk on AM 1400 and FM 93.3. About 5 minutes left in the program here. You can still give us a phone call if you'd like. 918-336-1400. Charles Miller of NBR Electronics, 510 South Keeler in downtown Bartlesville, with us this morning. Charles Mall, usually here as well. He's on assignment this morning.
Yeah, he's out and heading to Portland, Oregon this morning. So good out to you, Charles. I know you're probably listening if you're heading to Tulsa. And him and I met this last week, had a great talk about some things we're doing in our technology. We are opening up that thing on his website that we're going to be allowing people to go in there and view video helpful tools on how to do certain things. For instance, how to take care of water damage if your phone gets wet, how to all different types of things, battery maintenance, all kinds of different videos. And we're going to have those up on his site soon at IT Village One, spelt out O-N-E. I think he spells it O-N-E.
Yeah.
ITVillageOne.com.
Yeah, and we were just talking off air. I had gotten the iPhone 7, I guess it was a week ago or so.
Yeah.
So you were talking about water. If your phone has water damage, I know that this one's supposed to be somewhat water resistant.
Water resistant, correct? To a core, yes.
So I can drop this one in the toilet okay and not worry too much about it?
Yeah, you don't want to leave it there for a long period of time because there are holes in it. But for the most part, the Apple Watch, the first generation, is considered water resistant, but I've swam with it a couple times. But the new one is waterproof to 30 meters, so I haven't got the new one yet.
And that is a distinction that I know I really started to make once I started hosting this program. Water resistant and waterproof, I don't know that many people think that much about it. You hear water resistant, at least I did before the last year or so, and thought, okay, well, take it in the water.
Yeah,
well,
water resistant is not the case.
Different than waterproof. And that's a distinction that I did not really make until we started talking about it on Tech Talk.
In resistance means it's going to hold it back for a period of time.
Yeah.
A dam, if it gets too much water in a dam, can end up breaking the dam.
Sure.
That's resistant. You know, it's a resistant wall. But a proof wall means water will never break through there. If it's waterproof, you can stick it underwater and leave it there for a year, and it'll be fine. But I have never seen a phone that was waterproof.
Right.
They say that the new Apple Watch is waterproof to a certain meters, but I'm sure it's not highly recommended that you keep it underwater all the time.
Now, what about, are there any cases that claim that they're waterproof? And would you believe that?
There are some. In fact, I have one here that on my phone that's pretty close to waterproof.
Okay.
It's Ultimate Add-ons makes it. And it's for the iPhone.
That
it's a little bulky. It's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah, that's a big fella.
But it is waterproof. I've tested the theory, because not by choice, but it has protected my phone. And I do use it as a GPS on my motorcycle, so it gets wet in the rain.
Sure.
And I've never had any problems with my phone.
So. And I know that's probably the reason you've got that big one there. Is
I do.
If you fell down, that wasn't going to hurt your phone.
Oh, man, this thing's brutal. You can run over it with a Mack truck. Actually, it got run over by a SUV one time, my phone still was fine. So it's in a military-type case. So Ultimate Add-ons make some pretty good products.
Well, if your phone gets ran over by an SUV, well, maybe not that, but has some kind of an issue, you can take it to NBR Electronics. I know I was talking with Mr. Miller off the air just then. I had some trouble with one of my older iPhones, and he fixed it right up. Your home button's not working, or your screen is cracked, or you can't hear out of it so well, or you dropped it in some water, something like that, and you can look at that and hopefully fix it up for them.
That's right. You can bring it over to 510 South Keeler, and we'll take care of you.
And I know that it sounds like here in the near future you'll move and maybe do some more TV-type stuff and some other things like
I need to get back into TV repair. I get so many calls a week, but I just don't have the space in that little bitty shop. And when I initially had started, I wasn't counting on that much business in that area. You know, I was thinking I would get some, but boy, I had a swamp of TVs at one time. I had 15 in my shop, and that's a one-room shop, so it wasn't all that big. So I am eventually going to be in a bigger space, and we'll see where we go from there.
Power surges to the Apple TV, whatever it is, you can visit Mr. Miller, and once again, he's at 110, is that what you said?
510.
510
South Keeler.
It's a professional building over there. It's you can see it from Sonic. That's
right
the way
downtown.
That's, yeah, that's the way that I would know. I know where all the Sonics are, so I would know where.
You're a young man. You live on Sonic.
That's exactly right. I can walk over there. So, Charles, we appreciate it. We'll see you again next Saturday.
Sounds
for another
great
edition of K1 Tech Talk. We've got Green Country Gardener coming up. Also, some news on the way. Good morning. It's K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.
CBS News, I'm Gary Nunn.
Male ran into the women's Macy with a long rifle. We're getting multiple calls.
Just after 7 o'clock last night, shots rang out at the Cascade Mall in Burlington, Washington, north of Seattle. A man with a rifle sprayed gunfire. When it was over, four women at a Macy's makeup counter were dead. A man in the mall died early today. The gunman is at large.
Police are looking for a lone gunman. He's described as a Hispanic male wearing a black shirt and armed with a rifle. He was last seen moving toward the highway next to the mall. Washington Governor Jay Inslee responded to the shooting on Twitter, writing, "Tragedy has struck in Washington tonight. Our hearts are in Burlington."
CBS News correspondent Carter Evans. Motive for the shooting is still unknown. A fourth night of demonstrations in Charlotte, North Carolina. This time they were peaceful.
Release! Release!
The crowd chanted, "Release the tape," a demand for police to release dash cam and body cam video from the Tuesday night shooting of Keith Lamont Scott.
Police is just trying to cover up what the real truth is. The wife had already said that he did not have a gun.
Scott's wife released a video of the events leading up to the incident. It has not been authenticated by CBS News. Police have said that Scott was armed. Others say no. The family has seen the police video but has not commented publicly about it. 20,000 people, including President Obama, expected today in Washington for the ceremony officially opening the National Museum of African American History and Culture. CBS's Steve Dorsey.
The museum opens after more than a decade of planning, fundraising, and construction. The largest private donor, Oprah Winfrey.
This was a bipartisan effort. There were a team of us who sat through multiple meetings since 2004.
Curators collected nearly 40,000 artifacts for the museum, but less than 10% are on display. Museum founding director Lonnie Bunch.
So I'm very humbled. I think in some ways, my biggest worry was, could we find the stuff?
Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
The museum opens to the public this afternoon. The president and Mrs. Obama attended a special performance last night at the Kennedy Center in Washington, celebrating the opening of the museum. The rules are the rules when it comes to the presidential debates. Some requests are granted, some are denied. CBS's Jim Shenevy.
In preparations for Monday night's debate from Hofstra University in New York, Hillary Clinton's campaign requested a step stool so that she wouldn't look so much shorter than Donald Trump. Clinton stands 5'4", nearly a foot shorter than Trump's 6'2". Now, the Commission on Presidential Debates refused the request for the stool, but it will allow a custom-built podium to minimize Trump's height advantage. The commission has also made it clear there'll be no breaks during the 90-minute debate. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
It was a love fest last night at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. Broadcaster Vin Scully was honored. KNX reporter Cooper Rummel was there.
It's hard to meet a baseball fan in Southern California who doesn't have a Vin Scully story. And those same fans swarmed Dodger Stadium to honor the man many call the greatest broadcaster in sports history during his final Friday night home game in L.A. But when he took to the field, he gave the thanks right back to his fans.
You really and truly have been the wind beneath my wings.
Scully has been with the Dodger organization for more than half the time they've been an MLB franchise. His career